comes to medical marijuana sales. Como's Charlie Harger joins us with a look at the new law that takes effect on Friday.
It's been nearly 4 years since voters approved the initiative that made it legal to sell recreational pot. Some 300 stores around the state opened, allowing basically anyone over 21 to go inside and buy marijuana. It's a tightly regulated industry and brings in tax money for the state. But there are also the medical pot shops. 18 years ago, voters approved the initiative that allows people with certain medical conditions to get prescription marijuana. Many of these stores operate in a bit of a legal gray zone with very little oversight from the government. I hear a lot of people say this treatment is one thing that can ease their pain. Vicki Christofferson with the Washington Canna Business Association says the recreational and medical systems are about to be combined under a law passed in 2015.
People have had a year to decide whether they wanted to become fully regulated and licensed by the board or go out of business. And so we're seeing about 222 new licenses being issued by the Liquor and Cannabis Board for those businesses that want to continue. But there's an important distinction here, and that is that all businesses, all retail outlets for selling of marijuana products will be licensed by the Liquor and Cannabis Board. And all of those 550-odd stores are eligible to get a medical endorsement. So it's not just those former medical stores that can be licensed to sell medical products. All retail establishments in the state of Washington will be able to, with the medical endorsement, to sell safe, fully regulated products to patients across the state.
She broke it down how these key changes will affect buyers.
The patient with a valid authorization will receive a tax break, and they will be able to buy more products than a recreational user. And if they need it, there are certain high THC level products that are used in certain medical conditions. You would have to have a patient card to get those high THC products.
Now, I also spoke with Kat Jeter. She's a longtime producer of medical marijuana products. She says she has mixed feelings on this. She's happy that having small amounts of marijuana isn't going to get anyone busted, but she fears regulations from lawmakers who aren't familiar with her industry could have unintended consequences.
We saw this with the repeal of alcohol prohibition. As long as the taxes were high, there were always moonshiners. We will have greenshiners in Washington state for some time. It's a shame that Washington is the only state that did not honor the heritage and legacy providers, what I like to call the cannabis brain trust, the way that, say, Oregon or Alaska or Canada has done, and said, hey, these are folks who really know about it. Instead, the state has sought to dismantle the rec system.
Bottom line, the laws change Friday. Medical pot shops will need to have a license. They won't be legal if they don't. And many of those shops or people who have only been allowed to buy with a prescription will be open to all over the age of 21. What you'll want to look for is how police decide to enforce these new laws.
And Charlie, that was the question. How aggressively do we have any idea will law enforcement be in cracking down?
I think it all depends on the jurisdiction, Tom, because in Seattle they've said, listen, we want to crack down on these pot shops. Other places, they may not have the police resources to go after them. I think one thing we heard from Kat Jeter is that she's concerned about what happens to people who buy medical pot. Let's say they're in a far-flung county. In Pierce County, for example, all recreational shops are illegal at this point. They are banned in Pierce County, where there are no cities. These are just the outer-lying areas. But you have entire counties where you can't buy medical pot now. If those shops are banned, she's really concerned what happens to people in eastern Washington if they can't buy.
And these people, they always thought that they were going to get their marijuana for less money than if they went to the recreational shops. Is there any chance that they could get insurance coverage?
I think we're still a little bit away from that, Elisa. But, you know, here's the thing.
You know, they're saying tax breaks.
This is a constantly evolving industry, and certainly you're seeing more and more states allow it. Should the federal government ever give its blessing to medical marijuana, I'd say that we are in for a whole new world.
Thank you so much, Charlie Harger, for joining us.
Como News Time is 4:11. Sports now from the Chandler's Crab House Sports Desk. An off day for the Mariners. So